You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 1 and verse 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer in it? We live at a time when being born again is more of a cliche than a reality. A lot of people today claim to be born again, but they basically do not even know what it means to be born again. I speak with a lot of people, particularly in marriage counseling, and I discover that one of the fundamental problems of Christian marriage, so to say, is that people have married somebody they've got no business marrying. They just marry particularly sisters. They just marry somebody who goes to church. They just marry somebody who is committed to church activities. And in their own estimation, the person is born again, only to get into marriage to see that this person is wicked, callous, adulterous, selfish, self-centered. And then they are wondering, why is he like this? Why is he wicked? Why is this marriage not working? When you probe further, you just discover that this person has never been born again. People don't know what it means to be born again. It's so fundamental. One basic ingredient of it is that sin is dealt with in the life of anybody that comes to Jesus. There is nobody that comes to Jesus and continue in sin. Jesus said to the woman that was caught in adultery, he said, go and sin no more. He didn't say you can continue in sin. I want to tell you, if the matter of sin is not practically, effectively dealt with in the life of anyone, that person has not met Jesus. Nobody meets Jesus. Nobody encounters Jesus and they continue in sin. They've not encountered him. They've not met him. Look at what is written in Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Because we are saved by grace, some people's understanding of that is that, well, our sin is just covered. No, that's not what it means to be saved by grace. To be saved by grace means you were delivered from sin by grace. It took the power of grace to deliver you from sin. If you have not experienced that, you are not saved. What are you saved from? He says, certainly not. How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer in it? Today, people are surprised. You hear a pastor, a bishop, an elder involved in adultery. You hear a choir mistress. You hear an usher, a church worker involved in all kinds of immorality. And then you want to ask, how did these people come to know Jesus? There is a difference between a man that falls into sin and a man living in sin. David fell into sin only once in his lifetime. Once, and it never repeated itself. Today, men are living in sin, even on pulpits. Brethren, I want to say very clearly to you, to be born again is to be born from the nature of sin into the nature of God. A person that is born again does not continue in sin. May you receive understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.